That is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Vasudeva para veda, Vasudeva para makaha, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para kriyaha, Vasudeva param jnanam, Vasudeva param tapaha, Vasudeva paro dharmo, Vasudeva paragatihi. You will see in this verse, the name of Lord Vasudev is repeating several times to show that ultimately the goal of all activities is Sri Krishna only. So I was speaking about Vasudeva Paraveda a few days before. So I'll speak today about a little bit about Vasudeva Paramakaha. Makha means yajna. Vasudeva Paramakaha means I am the goal of all yajnas, he says. As soon as you say the word yajna, immediately the thought of some brahmana sitting and giving ahuti into a fire comes to our mind, isn't it? Yeah. So the meaning of the word yajna means that which is performed for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. Like for a kshatriya, his bow and arrow with which he is sending the arrow into the heart of the enemy. Like Arjuna sending an arrow into the heart of his enemy Kauravas, on the order of Krishna, is called yajna. So the arrow is the ahuti. And the body of the enemy is the yajna kund. Correct, no? Like this. Similarly for a grihastha, a man, woman, uniting and begetting a child is considered yajna also for them. Similarly for the normal people, the prescribed duties that you all do, as you do your duties given by the order of Guru, both our prescribed duties on the material platform as well as on the spiritual platform. So that is the ahuti which is offered to Krishna. In Krishna, it is offered to Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna, obediently, without doing something on our own, independently. If you are independently doing, it's like taking ghee and throwing somewhere else. If you are exactly doing as you are told to do, that is like giving heart into the fire. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is saying several times this word, Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha natumam abhijananti tatvena atashchavantite. He is telling, my dear Arjuna, I am only the receiver of all the yajnic sacrifices offered to me, which is aham ki sarva yajnanam bhokta, means what? I am the supreme enjoyer of all the sacrifices, which means all sacrifices should be done only for me, he is saying. Prabhu means master, bhokta means enjoyer. So, anybody does some activity for pleasing Krishna, that is compared to Mishri. Anybody is doing activity for enjoying themselves, that is compared to Mitti. So, it's different between Mitti and Mishri. Kama and Prem. So, the Prem is like mystery. If you see the Kadisakar, if you see, sometimes the stone particle looks similar also. But when you put in the mouth, you get a different taste. Correct? Now, one is sweet and one is causing pain. So, any activity done for our sense gratification causes pain sooner or later. And any activity done for Krishna eventually brings more and more happiness. That's what. Similarly, another verse he says, the famous verse, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, he says. Now, in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Aham Kraduraham Yajna Svadaham Aham Aushadam Mantroham Ahame Vajyam Aham Agnir Aham Hutam. See, hear what he's saying. He says, Aham Agnir. In the Yajna Kund, I am the fire. Aham Agnir. Aham Kratu, Aham Agnir, Swadaham, Aham Aushadam. So all the different ingredients used in a Vedic sacrifice is mentioning. I am the Agnyakund, I am the ladle, I am the ghee, I am the all the different items that are kept there. This especially is telling those Agnyak Brahmanas who are proud of performing Vedic Agnyas without knowing the goal of Vedic Agnya to be Krishna. Similarly, modern day students are also doing so many activities for earning money and enjoying the senses without knowing what this activity should be directed to. So, yes, they ultimately want happiness, but people don't get happiness. They go into depression, they go into insomnia, they go into suicide, because the reason is the ahuti should be given where? That they don't know. You see, like that. That's why he is saying, oh, Brahmanas, yogic Brahmanas, your wives are offering prasad to Krishna, Balram and all the covered boys. Whereas you are busy performing yajna, but you don't know the yajna purusha is sitting in the garden there, waiting for prasad, correct, no? So, in the same manner, as he says in this verse, we should know, in life, ultimately you wear pant shirt, you wear coat suit, you wear lungi banyan, or you wear dhoti kurta. Inside these dresses, the living entity is similar only. Is it not true? And that living entity can never become happy unless he serves and pleases Krishna. So, in this way, the Brahmanas may be high-sounding and Vedic chanting. Powerful Vedic chant they may be doing, but if they are not doing it to please Krishna, they can never become happy. That's why they didn't become happy while their wives offered service to Krishna by giving him prasad, and they all became happy. Right now. So, as soon as the living entity is unhappy, one can know that there is some serious problem in pleasing Krishna. Instead of giving ahuti in pleasing Krishna, it's all of being offered somewhere else. So, when we are chanting every day, the ucharan, this is actually the ahuti. It's actually the ghee. And this is ajna kund. But offer it here. Take it from here. If you are chanting and it's going and it's getting rejected, it's not going and somewhere else it's going, then the ahuti is not happening. It's like taking ghee and pouring somewhere else. Here, everywhere. And the ajna kund, you are wondering why fire is not growing. Because the ahuti is not going in the right place. Because if ahuti is going there, big fire will grow. You have seen they give samit. You have seen when they are giving the samit and pouring the ghee. So the chanting of the holy name should be done with attention and a prayerful mood with the desire to please Krishna. Then the result would be that the, what is the result of the yajna? Ultimately, Vishnu comes to receive the ahuti. You know. Similarly, the Krishna prema awakens in the heart of the devotee. When a devotee is unmotivated and uninterrupted in offering this ahuti to Krishna, the service, devotional service, when we offer this, especially presided by the chanting of the holy name, the result is that one's liking for Krishna in the beginning and eventually love for Krishna and affection for Krishna will become deep-rooted. And such a devotee can also fulfill all his material duties side by side, which will follow like a shadow along with spiritual duties. But the chanting should be understood to be the primary activity, because yajnanam japa yajnosmi. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in all the yajnas, he is saying, I am japa yajna. Very specifically, he says that. He doesn't say yajnanam, he doesn't talk about the brahmanas pouring this thing, because that is also yajna. But the actual meaning of yajna is to please Krishna. And amongst all types of yajnas, the japa yajna pleases me the most, he says. So, let us do our japa with this understanding and with attention. And then it will be pleasing to Krishna. When it pleases Krishna, it pleases us. It pleases us also. And that pleasure is anantam. Pramante yogino anante. And all other pleasures are antam. Adi antavanta kaunteya nateshramate pura. So you want ant pleasure or anant pleasure? You have to decide. Harinam Prabhu ki.